چی دیگه نه؟
خبر؟
مای پیرنتس کام.
جنابن، به خبر.
نیو. چی میجر نیوز ایش نو.
به خبر.
میجر نیوز.
Last time was a blue moon. This morning when I went up to went to davening,
the moon was
blue.
It was. Yes.
It was.
Should we Today was Tu Bishvat. With your permission. He said, Bechavot.
Bechavot, twice, three times.
With your permission, Bechavot. Today was Tu Bishvat. So since Tu Bishvat is passed, I didn't think to speak about Tu Bishvat, but since you told me about the blue moon, it fits exactly. It fits exactly. The Gemara tells us, this Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decided with his wisdom that on our calendar, the Jewish calendar, four times they have Rosh Hashanah. First Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it is Rosh Hashanah for what? The Gemara says, Lemelachim v'Regalim. It means, on the notes, on the checks that people used to write, they didn't have like we have Tav Shinayin Chet. They used to write the first year for the king Shlomo, the second year for the king Rehoboam, for the kings. So the Gemara said, let me tell you something. People did not know how to figure it out. So they decided that Nisan is the beginning of the year of the kingdom. It means like this. If the king became a king, let's say a month before Nisan, so on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when he used to write a check, this is the second year of the king. Even though he was a king maybe one day, or maybe a month. Regalim, it means Pesach is considered the first chag. It really is nothing. If you think about it, it's nothing. The second Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says, is Rosh Chodesh Elul leMaaser Behemah. The halacha is from every 10 kosher animals that we have, we have to take one and take it to Yerushalayim and slaughter it. Let's call Maaser Behemah. So when is the cut-off date? Okay, you have a cut-off date in schools. I said January 1st. I read before January 1st, goes to first grade. After January 1st, he has to stay in pre-1A, next day he goes. Cut-off date for those kosher animals to take from the cattle, from the sheep, from every 10, you take one, designated to take it to Yerushalayim, and slaughter them at the Mikdash, the cut-off date is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Again, it's nothing. Why did Hashem do it? It's a secret. Hashem could have chosen another date. The Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. The third one, says the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The next one is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Leshmitim Veleregalim. It's when Shemitah starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Again, it's nothing. Hashem could decide to start from Nisan. Then comes the Mishnah and says, listen, Rosh Hashanah la'ilan, Machloke Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, we do like Bet Hillel right now, is Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah la'ilan. What does it mean exactly? It means like this. It's anything that grew before Tu Bishvat belongs to one year, and after Tu Bishvat belongs to another. Why? That's Israel, to do Masrot. Okay. It means Rosh Hashanah. But Hashem decided. Comes the Gemara and says, tell me, what is Rosh Hashanah all about? Why this is cut off date? Gemara says, listen, but Tu Bishvat, something happened to the trees. A tree produces a little moisture, sharp. And this is the beginning of the blossom of the fruits. That's what it means. That's what happened to Bishvat. So it means now you're getting fruits. New fruits are coming. So where? This is on Tu Bishvat, you can go outside, and the weather is nice, you can see like a bud, not a bud, but it is a little moisture that comes from the trunk, comes from the benches. This is Tu Bishvat.
Okay, fine.
So I understand. Now I understand. It's a cut-off date. Whatever was before Tu Bishvat, any fruit that grew before Tu Bishvat, they belong to last year. From any fruit that's going to grow from now, belongs to next year. This is the cut-off date.
Okay, fine.
So what this has to do with Chag Le'ilanot? It has to do with Chag Le'ilanot. Chag Le'ilanot. And Hashem made it this way. I mean, on creation Hashem decided it. It's going to be Tu Bishvat. All the other Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Yishrei. Tu Bishvat, Bet Shammai said it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But he said, no, it's Tu Bishvat. 15th day of Shvat. This is called Rosh Hashanah La'ilan. It doesn't say Etz. It says Ilan. Chag Ha'ilanot. You know. Yeah? What do you mean, Ilanot? Ilan is not a Hebrew word. Ilan is a Aramaic. You can't find the word Ilan in the Torah. In the Torah it says Etz. Etzvi. Not Ilan. Targum says Ilan. All of a sudden the Mishnah says, Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah La'ilan. That's why it doesn't say Etz. Etz. No. Ilan. Okay. Fine. Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Fine. So, what's the celebration? What's the celebration? So, the Ilan has something. Okay, fine. Okay, has something. So did you say Tachanun today? No. Did you say Tachanun yesterday in Mincha? No. Chag Ha'ilanot. What Chag? What Chag it is? It's nothing. It's no Chag. What did you celebrate? It's nothing. This is Parashat Yitro. The Torah describes the scenery that Hashem revealed Himself to us. Once in the history, Hashem revealed Himself to us. So here comes the Torah and tells us the episode, what happened exactly. So the Torah says, listen, first it was Choshech Anan V'Arafel, was darkness on Har Sinai, was a big cloud, it was a fog. It says, what day is this? What is this? Is it Shavuot? Shavuot? Very nice. Should be very nice. By the way, we are in the Sinai Desert. Over there, there never clouds. There never fog. Never dark. It's the middle of the day. What was dark? It's not the middle of the day. It's sunrise. What is it? Hashem made it dark. Comes the Torah and says, the Tzubi Dachita says the Gemara, the Kadosh Baruch Hu threatened us. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, while we were standing, and we said, Naaseh V'Nishma, Hashem told us, listen, you better keep your promise, Naaseh V'Nishma. You said you're going to do it, you're going to listen. Better keep it. And if not, the Gemara says, Hashem said he's going to pick up the mountain, he's going to throw the mountain on us. He says, well, listen, we said, Naaseh V'Nishma. Hashem said, no, Naaseh V'Nishma. You promise? You promise. Yeah. Then Hashem spoke to us and said the Ten Commandments, and everybody died. And Hashem had to revive us. Comes the Gemara and says, Hashem so-called spoke in very loud voice, even though Hashem could speak in a very soft tone. That's the way he spoke to Moshe all the time. He spoke to Aaron a few times. So nevertheless, Hashem screams, everybody loses his neshama. Fall on the floor dead. And then, says the Gemara, says, angels came and revived us. So, says the Gemara, the Zohar says, that if you may say the reason why you survived is because the Torah came to Hashem, and the Torah told Hashem, now everybody is dead. They all died. Who is the Torah? So then Hashem said, you want to know something? If you want people to learn Torah, I'll revive them. I says, but Hashem did not know it. What is the discussion? So, who is going to learn Torah? The angels. And Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shomayim to accept it, the tablets, or to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the angels didn't want to let him in. And Hashem made a special path to Kisei HaKavod, and Moshe got over there, and the angels came and demonstrated over there. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they don't want me to give you the Torah. Go argue with them. Go argue with them. So who's going to learn Torah? The angels will learn Torah. So what's the big deal? He says, no. Hashem decided we should learn the Torah. He says, what is really behind it? The Gemara tells us, like four stories, the Gemara says. Story number one, says the Gemara, that likewise the king tell his servant, you know, this is my garment. What I want from you is to shake it and iron it and fold it and watch it, because I like it very much. Says the Gemara, the first stage that Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, the Avot, Hashem called Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avi, I love Avraham Avinu, Avraham loves me. I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided at that time, when he spoke to Avraham, that we should be his nation. Should be his nation. So, likewise, the Gemara says, like a king tells the servant, please watch my garment, because I like it very much, and this is on my body. I said, we so-called are the bodies of Hashem. And Hashem loves us so much. That's stage one, that the person, when he prays Shemoneh Esrei, says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, it's an obligation. It's not you say, listen, Hashem, I'm a grandson of Avraham Avinu. So listen, Esav is also a grandson of Avraham Avinu. But we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel very close to you. That's actually we say in the morning in Hallelujah, we say, I'm Krovu Hallelujah. Rabbi Shayam said, you should know, Hashem expects a person first to help his immediate relatives, then the rest. Im Sachal Titalam. Yes, I have Tara of Yom Kippur. Hashem said, you know, the truth of the matter is, first you have to help your close relative, then go help the world. First you have to help your wife, say Rabbi Chaim Vital. Then you help the world. If you don't help your wife, so Rabbi Chaim Vital said, you come to Gan Eden and said, I helped the whole world, I give tzedakah. I said, Hashem said, did you help your wife? And I said, what I have to tell you about? Did you clear the table? Did you sweep? Did you vacuum for her? Did you help her with the shopping? What did you do for your wife? So Rabbi Chaim Vital, first you start in your house, then you go outside. If you don't help inside your house, says Rabbi Chaim Vital, whatever you help outside is meaningless. So I'm Krovu Hallelujah. He says, we are so-called the relatives of Hashem. You say Hallelujah. You have to feel that you are his relative. So Hashem chose us to be his relative, and Hashem watches us. And we have to feel simultaneously the same thing, that we are a relative of Hashem. So we'll do for our relative anything that we know that our relative wants us to do. As well, he does for us, he supplies to us, he gives us the needy thing that we need. That's the first relationship that the Avot established with HaKadosh Baruch. Then the Gemara says that sometimes, you know, the king has a more important thing. And that important thing is that he tells the servant, listen, I have another garment. This is on top of the first garment that is next to my body. I want you to take this garment and watch it and shake it and take the dust out and iron it and fold it. He says, what is this? I said, this is for my children. And what happened? I said, listen, we got to Yom Suf, end of Shirat Hayam, last week, Parasha, that's stage two. Phase two. Phase two, we told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Imloch Olam Ve'ed. We recognize that Hashem is the king of the world. We recognize it. Hashem opened the sky. We pointed with our finger. Says, "Dekeli Mabeo, this is God." Hashem said, "This is very important time for me that people say recognize you." Hashem Imloch, God will rule. Will be the king of the world. Hashem said, "Listen, you earn a stage two. Now you recognize me as a king." He says, "You are like my slaves, and you know I have to take care of you better, because you know a king takes care of the children and the slaves, the servants." Baruch Hashem. Stage three. Gemara, this is parasha. Parasha, Moshe came down and he said, "Hashem tells me to tell you that you are the designated nation." And they said, Am Yisrael said, we would like to see. And Moshe said, we would like to see this, and they have some condition. And said, you know what? Na'ase v'nishma. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you something. A person can, if he wanted to spend our time, we have a very good president, Mr. Trump. Hashem should save him from all his enemies.
Amen.
And I voted for him. I'm talking about myself. A person said, I vote for him. And I agree 100% that he should be the president. But not everything that he's going to say, I'm going to listen. You see? If he tell me tomorrow morning, I can have Coca-Cola. What about Coca-Cola? Even if you send police to look for whoever's Coca-Cola, he might best not have Coca-Cola. Not everything he says, I agree with him. But he, you know, is the best choice. Chas v'shalom, who knows who would have been the president of America, who would have America today. Baruch Hashem is the president, but doesn't mean that I have to. He's the king, 100%. But do I accept everything he says? No. No, there's a certain thing he said, I disagree with him. I said, it's my private life. Listen, this is America. I have the right to do what I want. Somebody says, it's my privacy. When we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, we told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, last week, Parasha, we made you the king of the world. But it didn't mean that we have to listen to every halakha, everything that you say, or you tell me this, tell me that. You're the king, yes. In my best way, I do what I want. I said, I go on vacation, I don't know what this is. You know, I come to Beit Knesset, I put my kippa on, I get out to Beit Knesset, you know, I go in the car, I go, I do this. Listen, not everything that you say, I have to agree with you. You're the king, yeah, Mr. Trump. This is Parasha, says the Gemara, this is phase three. Stage 3. We said, Na'aseh v'nishma, it means like this, Hashem, not only you the king, we accept on ourselves to do whatever you're going to tell us to do. Because this is a statement, this was like a swear, that we didn't say Berin Yedder. He says, yes, okay, well, we promised you to do it. This is stage number 3. I mean to say, but this stage of number 3 is a crucial state. Because that crucial state, the Gemara says that so called when we said it, it was like a promise. Like a promise. And that promise, the Gemara says, is very important. But when we said it, says the Gemara, Hashem said, well, so you said it, but I need a guarantee that you're going to fulfill it. So the Gemara says, Amisra said, okay, so we are the grandchildren of Amisra Yaakov. Hashem said, no, I have a problem with this. This is not a good guarantee. I said, this. He says, no. Our children are going to be the guarantee. We promise that our children should be the guarantee. Okay, fine. Hashem accepted this. Come to Gemara and says, it's Abishun Bayochai. It's very nice and nice. I says to Gemara, let me explain to you something. Even though we said Na'aseh v'nishma, it's vivid, it's very nice. Someone said, in our heart, deep in our heart, we did not mean it. Anything we'll do. Like you say in America, we'll try our best, you know? I'll try in America, means for sure not. For sure not. But, the Gemara says, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, v'fatu b'fiyem, v'shanayim yichazvu lo. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, we did say Na'aseh v'nishma, yes, but we didn't mean it 100% in our heart. We didn't mean it. We meant well, but we knew ourselves, we're not going to have it. And the truth of the matter, says the Gemara, we had statues in our briefcases that we took out of Egypt. But actually, Nevi Yechezkel, it was after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, this is 800 years after we came out of Egypt. Hashem told him, look, they still do Avodah Zarah now. The last 800 years of Avodah Zarah. Started in Egypt in the parades, came out of Egypt, walking in Yom Suf, crossing Yom Suf, in the Alta Shekes, they have statues. And I told them, don't do it. I told them in Egypt, leave the statues in Egypt. They didn't leave it. While they're crossing Yom Suf. Now, in front of Sinai, at the tents, in the tents, they still have statues. So, Na'aseh v'nishma, Gemara says, it's not 100% validity. It's not 100%. Because, yeah, we said, but inside us. Says the Gemara, Sab Shuma Yochai. Okay, stage four now. Stage four. Since all the stages really we didn't reach what Hashem wants us to reach. So Sab Shuma Yochai, I won't tell you a story. A king, he needs a crown. He needs a crown. So he orders a crown. He goes to a place to make crowns. And the guy standing over there, he's going to make the crown. The guy passes by, says, what are you doing? I said, make a crown for Hashem. I make a crown for the king. So the guy tells the guy, listen, make sure you put precious stones in the diamonds in the crown. He says to him, look, after this is parasha, the parasha ends. I said, what happened after Hashem revealed himself? And Hashem called off Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim for 40 days, 40 nights to learn the Torah, to learn the Halachot. And the next week, parasha is Parashat Shkalim, Parashat Mishpatim, and Mishpatim, all the laws of the Torah. Hashem gave us the laws. I said, Hashem, what is the purpose of the laws? What is it? 613 laws from Hashem and 7 from Chachamim. Altogether, 620. 620 is all. The letters in 10 commandments, if you count them, are 620 letters in 10 commandments. 600, so beside your gun says. 620, because eventually we're going to have 620. 613 from Hashem, 7 from Chachamim. Right? Washing hands, Chachamim. Chachamim, Shlom HaMelech, Ad Chachamim, Hanukkah, Purim, 7 Chachamim, 613. Oh, amazing. Well, how do you get this number? Just, you know, happened to be. Was Hashem happened to be, made you 613? Why Hashem doesn't make you more? Well, the Gemara says, well, this is a miracle, the word Torah is 613 plus the two. What's the secret? Says the Gemara, tell you a secret. When we said, after we said Naseh v'Nishma, the Gemara says, the angels came and put on each person two crowns. Two crowns. Why? Why put two crowns? Why? This is Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai, I tell you. The mitzvot that a person does, actually what he does, he puts diamonds on the crown of HaKadosh Baruch. That's the purpose. Hashem decided that all the details of the mitzvot that a person does, actually what he does, is eventually that mitzvah is being carried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as our tefillot, in our learning, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this goes on the crown of Hashem. So, we are building the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the crown will be finished, says the Chafetz Chaim, Mashiach comes to Amen, Amen. But we have to wait for the crown to be finished. Now, Chas V'Shalom, somebody does the opposite, it means the stone, the diamond, falls on the floor. Falls, vaporized. This is stage four. Stage four means the crown of Hashem. What is the crown of Hashem? So this is what I'll say. Let me explain to you something. It all says like this. Hashem acts in a way that a person should understand his life. It means like this. Person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I pray to Hashem, listen, Hashem, I want to win the lotto. You want a lotto for sure? Yeah, I want a lotto. Hashem, please. Yeah, I give tzedakah for you. The statistic shows that almost everybody who won the lotto at the end lost all the money and lost all his friends and lost his appetite and some of them committed suicide. It wasn't good for you. Wasn't good for you. You think it's good for you? Okay, Hashem, I want to buy a house. You have a house now? Yeah, I want a nicer house. Okay, a mortgage. Yeah, the business is good. A big mortgage, everything is okay. All of a sudden, a crash. Stock market fell. I said, I have no money, my business fell. So, I can't pay the mortgage. Why did I move to this house? I would stay in the other house. I had no mortgage, mortgage free. Nothing would happen to me. Now, foreclosure on my house. What happened to me? Hashem, what happened? Says Dari, says, well, let me explain to you something. Hashem is very kind to us. But there are some ingredients of judgment, and it's not for sure 100% good for you. You think it's 100% good? No. You don't know. I mean, it looks very rosy, it looks very nice, and I love it very much. But you never know what might happen. Maybe it's not the best for you. Since I did this business, something has happened. Since I moved I bought this car, people say, I know. I don't know what it is. Something doesn't go right. I lost my job. My wife lost the job, and my son got divorced, and my grandson was kicked out of the university. I said, what happened? So listen, Hashem supplies. One of the rabbanim once told me, says Hashem wants to give somebody $1 million, he has two ways. Or he gives you $1 million, or he gives you 100, and he says, give me change 99. I says, you never know. He was so happy. I says, that happiness is maybe, you don't know. It's only from one place for sure what you're going to get is 100%. If you get it from the crown of Hashem, it was sources. It's called Kel Elyon. Ever saying 18? Akel Agadol Agibor Banora Kel Elyon. What the Kavanah? What you say? What's Kel Elyon means? Kel Elyon means this is the top, the crown. If you get from the crown of Hakadosh Baruch Hu something, that's for sure a guarantee. Never gonna have any difficulties in the thing that Hashem gives you. Never. It's gonna be 100%. Why? Because over there it's called Hakol. Rachamim, kulo rachamim, kel elyon rachamim, kisei rachamim, kel meshevar kisei rachamim. This is the chair kel elyon is called. I said, you expect to get from Hakadosh Baruch Hu everything from that so-called window that's called Keter, number 620 says over there. It's the best building you can buy in Manhattan. 620. It's called Keter. The crown, numerical value 620. Crown is 620. The mitzvot that we have are 620. I said, what does it mean? He says, Rav Shlomo Yochai, that every mitzvah that you do, you're building the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you have relationship with the crown. First, stage one, you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a relative. Then you have stage two, you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king of the world. Then you have a relationship as he is your personal king. But was something faded. You know, it was 100%. Let me tell you a secret of what you have to aim in your life. You want to be under the crown. How are you going to be under the crown? I'll tell you, very easy. You go do mitzvot. And by doing mitzvot, a Levanavi takes the mitzvah and gives it to the interior minister upstairs, and he puts that mitzvah as a diamond on the crown of Hashem. Now you have something in the crown. So it means when you speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that thing shines right now, blinks. Blinks over there, and Hashem says, yeah, okay, I see. Oh, he put the diamond on me. Uh-huh. Okay, what he wants, give it to him. That's how it goes. The person's life depends on the crown. Now, if you reach the crown, you guarantee. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot. It's not another obligation. Hashem doesn't care less. You eat kasher, you don't eat kasher. You shake your love, you don't shake your love. It's a joke for him. Hashem is beyond those things. Hashem doesn't care if we do any mitzvah. All the mitzvot is that Hashem gave it to us, and we're careful about the mitzvot, and we do it sincerely. And very quickly, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we mean to put a diamond on the crown. That's what it means. And therefore, Gemara says, when we said, Naseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, you know, go put a crown on them. Why? Because this is something that you put a crown on me, I put a crown on you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mirror effect. So whatever you do for him, he does for you. It says, listen, crown speaks to a crown. It says, Hashem puts a crown. Actually, the Gemara said, we did the golden calf. 40 days later, I just came and picked up the crowns from us. What does it mean? It means, because you, when you said, Naseh v'nishma, Hashem looked at us, oh, okay. Then what happened? Then Moshe started to tell us, set ma'alachot. Keep the halachot, kashrut, this, that, this. It says, when you start keeping, it means we started to shoot diamonds to the crown. And Hashem started to supply to us. Man came, water. We found precious stones on the beach. It says, because we're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives us more and more and more and more. The minute we betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dies. You know, death is not a punishment. That means that the light of the diamond faded. That means no light. No light, your neshama doesn't shine either, and the person dies. That's the goal in life. So the mitzvot is not that Hashem wants us aduma, kibud avayim, respect. No, no, no. It says every mitzvah that you do, it means you collect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is called keto. That's called it. And therefore, so you understand the parasha. When you read the parasha, you start a lesson with parasha. It really started at the beginning of Sefer Shemot, and Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to redeem Am Yisrael because of Am Yisrael Yaakov. What does that mean? So what he's saying, Shmoneh, it means I'm your relative. We are relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, my relative, let me take them out. Bni Bachur Yisrael. Am Yisrael relative. Children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take them. Then we elevated ourselves. We said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yimloch Lamed, you're the king of the world. Hashem loved it very much. So then we said, no, you are our king. On top of us, we'll do any mitzvot. Nasim Nishma. I'm sure we're listening. We got nowhere. You have to be at the crown. That's actually, the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit said, based on the sentence in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, every time it says in Shir HaShirim, the word Shlomo means Hashem. Only the last one in Shir HaShirim, Elef Lecha Shlomo means Shlomo. All the rest of Shir HaShirim, Shlomo, it means for Hashem, everything. Shlomo, Shlomo, it's Hashem. Melech Shalom Shalom, the king. Shlomo writes over there, everything, Ruach HaKodesh, Shlomo, Ruach HaKodesh. Says over there, Tzena uvnena, Tzena uvrena, not Yerushalayim, not Tzion Mamela Shlomo. Go out, the girls of Tzion, it means Am Yisrael, in the king. Ba'atara, in the crown. She'itra lo imo b'imchatunato, that his mother put on him the crown. So the Gemara says, who is the mother? The Gemara says, who would dare to put the king the crown on his mother? The Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech, the day he's supposed to open Beit HaMikdash, he got married to Bat Paro, and he overslept. Now Am Yisrael was standing outside to sacrifice the sheep of Tamid, and he was sleeping. Everybody wouldn't dare go knock on the door. I said, Shlomo, he got the keys of Beit HaMikdash under his pillow, and he's sleeping. The Gemara says, Bat Sheva, his mother dashed into the bedroom and gave him a slap on his face. He says, shame on you. All Am Yisrael waiting outside. And you sleeping? Overslept. By the way, there's no excuse because you got married last night. I says, who would dare to put on the king the crown? Only the mother. Says the Gemara, look. We, when we said Naseh v'Nishma, and we so-called supposedly to mean what we said, it means that that moment we shut diamonds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't do it because in our heart we didn't mean it. But really, that's what the statement was supposed to do. Says the Mishnah, in the crown that his mother gave him to Hashem. He says, this is the outcome. This is what Hashem is expecting from us. Hashem wants us to put diamonds on the crown, and then the crown is full, and then Hashem is going to do for us anything we want. Everything. But it has to do with the mitzvot we do. So if you don't keep the mitzvot, it means you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it means nothing. It means nothing. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on our Sinai, even though we said Naseh v'Nishma, was darkness, was a fog, was a cloud. The Gemara says, because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to know why in the desert of Sinai it's so dark now? Do you know why in the desert of Sinai there's a fog now? It says, this is Shavuot time, this is summertime. It should be sunny outside. This is because, I did it already. I'm out here. So we should have filled in. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I see something you don't see. They said Naseh v'Nishma. It means they said they're shooting diamonds to me, but they're going to do the golden calf in 40 days. It means all the diamonds will fade. We need the crown. The crown is number 620. The crown is 620 is the Torah and the Mitzvah. It says, what is the color of the crown of Hashem? Blue. To be Shvat, the moon is full. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you something. From Avraham Avinu to Shlomo, there are 15 generations. like 15 days in a month. From Shlomo to the destruction of the Tamigdash, Tzidkiyahu, 15 generations. It's like a pyramid. From Avraham Avinu started, we are so-called the garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're close to him. We climbed up. Stage number two was on Yom Suf. Stage number three was Naseh V'Nishma. Stage number four, we tried. We tried to start keeping the mitzvot. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he gave us the mitzvot. As says, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu already knew about Purim, knew about Hanukkah, knew about 620. Number 620 is the crown. We reached the crown of Hashem. That's the crown of Hashem. It says the moon represents the crown of Hashem. The moon blue on Tu B'Shvat, that's what it means. Tu B'Shvat means, Hashem decided, Chag La'ilanot. Chag La'ilanot. What is this holiday? What kind of holiday? This is the holiday of the crown of Hashem. On Tu B'Shvat, Chachamim say, from Tu B'Shvat, you have every 2 weeks you have a Chag. Tu B'Shvat, the 15th, 2 weeks later, Rosh Chodesh Adar. 2 weeks later, Purim. 2 weeks later, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 2 weeks later, Pesach. 2 weeks later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. 2 weeks later, Pesach Sheni. 2 weeks later, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. A week later, Shavuot, Mashiach. This is Zohar. Shavuot, Atinim, Megalot. Expect Mashiach on Shavuot. It says what? It says, Tu B'Shvat is the cut of date of the crown. It says Ilan. Or Ilan, what's Ilan? I can't say Chag La'etzim. No, it says Chag La'ilanot. What's Ilan? Ari says the word Ilan, the numerical value of the word Ilan is 91. 91 is two names of Hashem. Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, this is called Tiferet, the glory. And Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Ve'yud, this is the name of Adni, the name of Malchut. It's called Tiferet Shebe Malchut. Tiferet Shebe Malchut, this is the crown of Hashem. It says, Chag La'ilanot. Hashem decided, listen, what I'll do it, I'll tell you what I do. I make sure on Tu B'Shvat the trees will produce moisture to show fruits are coming. I says, what are you telling me? Let me tell you something. When we got we're about to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, I need a guarantee. We said, Naseh V'Nishma, I don't believe you. You really want to see me? You have to promise me something. The Gemara says, Am Israel started to say, this guarantee, Abraham, Israel. No. Until it said, our children. The children are guaranteed. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you something. Somebody paid. No, somebody else, no. The same one. Gemara says, somebody passed by next to the tree. And he ate from the fruits from the tree. It's a good tree. He says, I ate from the tree, I want to give the tree a blessing. What blessing should I give the tree? I said, what should I tell you? Oh, Hashem, I see everything you have. You have water, a little river quick next to you. Let me tell you what the best bracha is. Best bracha is, shiperotecha kemotecha, that your children should be like you. That's the best bracha that you can give somebody. The continuity of a person is, my child be like me. Am Yisrael guaranteed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our children. So Chachamim said, look, Tu B'Shvat usually comes in this week's parasha, Parashat Yitro. I says, tell you something. Tu B'Shvat means one thing. The trees will have continuity, will have fruits. How do you know? You see the moisture? You see Sarah for Lebaolian? You see what it is? He says, that's the best bracha you can get in your life. I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on purpose. Tu B'Shvat is the middle of the month. No other Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah is the middle. Everything is first day. First day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. First day of Nisan is called Rosh Hashanah. First day of Elul, Rosh Hashanah. I said, Tu B'Shvat, they said, no, it's in the middle when the moon is full. Like Shlomo is number 15. Number 15 means the moon outside is full. I said, what does it mean? It means this is the crown. What does it mean? It means that Hashem revealed himself on our Sinai and spoke to us is because we're going to put diamonds on the crown with the guarantee of our children. Who is the children? The moisture of the tree. That's called Ilan. That's what not say. Chag HaEtzim. What's the holiday? It's the holiday of the crown. It's Hashem shows us that He will give us children to continue. Actually, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu, when he arrived in Eretz Israel, he built an altar when Hashem told him, Zarachai etem et haaretz hazot. When Hashem promised Avraham he can have children, he didn't have children, he was 75 years old. Hashem told him, your children will have this land. The Gemara says, Avraham built an altar. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Egypt and told them Israel that we're coming out of Egypt. So he told them also, Hashem said, that you and your children will go. The Gemara says, they bow down. The Torah says, they bow down. He says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have children. So what are you trying to tell me? I said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you that this, what Hashem wants. The Gemara says, Zohar said, listen, let me explain to you something. We died. Hashem spoke to us and we died. Torah came to Hashem and said, revive them. Who's going to learn Torah? What do you mean he's going to learn? No. Alice says, no, let them. Torah says, listen, who is going to put diamonds on your crown? When we learn Torah, we put diamonds on the crown of Hashem. We're busy with the crown of Hashem. Angels are not busy with that. He says, we're busy because we learn Torah. So actually, the obligation of a person to learn Torah is what he's doing now is putting diamonds on the crown of Hashem. It says the Torah saved us. The Torah revived us. Because of the Torah over here. You know, I don't keep this mitzvah. I'm not so careful. You don't understand. The Torah revived you because the Torah wants you to put diamonds on the crown. I mean, the crown will be finished. Moshe Rabbeinu.
Amen.